This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The international fashion chain Zara has been accused of using sweatshop labor in Argentina. The accusation comes in a report by the workers' rights group La Almeda. The report led to a raid by Argentinian police, which found migrant workers and children in sweatshops being treated as slaves. They were forced to work 16-hour days without a break. Zara's parent company, the Spanish multinational Inditex, released a statement saying it had never heard of the shops or had any contact with them. Inditex is the largest fast fashion retailer in the world, just ahead of H&M. Jenny Holcroft is the Director of Policy, Trade and Development for the global union Industrial. Industrial represents garment workers and their unions at the world level. Ms. Holcroft was asked about the statement by Inditex that it had never heard of the companies running the sweatshops.
Well, I have to say Inditex's reaction is not entirely surprising. The problem with Inditex, which owns Zara and many of the other companies in the clothing industry, is that they simply don't have control over their supply chains anymore. It's entirely credible that they do not know whether or not the companies concerned are supplying Zara with clothes. The local activists on the ground may have found Zara labels, and that would link definitely the companies to Zara, but Zara has a relationship with its contractors who may then subcontract the work to numerous other contractors. And that is why I'm not entirely surprised to hear that Inditex doesn't know at this stage whether or not these companies are linked to it. They should be held accountable. And we now have the guiding principles of the United Nations that make it clear that all multinational companies have responsibility for abuses that take place throughout their supply chains. The difficulty is for companies to get those supply chains back under control. We have an agreement actually with Inditex at the global level, an agreement between our global union and Inditex, to make sure that Inditex does respect working conditions throughout its chain. That one clause in the agreement actually says that subcontractors to Inditex cannot further subcontract the work without the express permission of the company. However, that obviously still goes on and may well have gone on in this case. But the whole point of the agreement is to have a dialogue between the unions and the company to make sure that preventative measures are put in place so that this kind of thing doesn't come to light in the way that it has come to light today. So the challenge for multinational companies, not just in the textile sector but in other sectors as well, is to get that control back over their supply chains so that they can be responsible and accountable for the working conditions under which their products are made. The cost of passing on higher wages for workers is very, very small in this industry. If you break down the labour costs of any given amount of item of clothing, the labour costs represent a very small percentage of that. We've done calculations, for example, of a T-shirt in Bangladesh. Labour costs of making a T-shirt that might retail for $30 are 2 cents. So it's very clear that making a marginal increase to labour costs is not going to affect the actual price, and in most cases, the brands could take the increases on the shoulder, as it were, but even if it were passed on to the consumer, the amount under discussion would be very, very small. The problem is not only about costing, it's also about working hours, and it's about suppliers coming under increasing pressure to deliver goods on time. And that's where you see the sort of unsanctioned subcontracting that we see here, when a contractor cannot fulfill its obligation to the brand and then subcontracts further down and control is lost.